no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. There's no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, a mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. A mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata, om gate gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, the noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. And the Blessed One then said this, the Venerable Sharvabhatiputra, and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Page 12. knowledge. Sungja. Sungja Saji. Go ahead and go to the next thing.
Okay.
Okay, next year then.
Sungja.
Ninja.
Ninja Ship Shigay or Ship Shiji.
Oh, Ninja. And then Sungja Saji. Sungja Saji. Then you go to Ninja.
That's all.
Nipa then let the Tanju. Sungja Saji. Get them. Get that in. Lambi chitos, guatans, Himbo Chetanibi, Chulos. That tumble him when he took under the sinner. Danger, Tanchi, Nyaka, what? Samba tes, Della, Nipa, Chibi, Chiris, Chunzi, to the Kippas. Tatarin de Tol and the Gage, the Tanganzo, and Chidu Bruni. Tanganzo Chiji, Garrison, and that. Sendinia, you take the magic chip. So under the looking chip to get numbers on chip to get the gate. And Lieutenant de la Candigi Grace, Lieutenant de la Pigin, you just hang Lieutenant Jimina, and the chit is answer near Duni, Tugumari is. And the thing is, I do an answer, do we don't answer candidate is in a town of my own good Pigin, you just hang Lieutenant de Indiaries, a deity to your Matandana thing is a sort of.
So, we are here to engage in the practice of the Dharma and listening to the teachings of the Dharma. Therefore, it is important to understand that how fortunate that we are to be able to participate in events, Dharma events, and either one is engaging in the practice of the Dharma or listening to the teachings of the Dharma. All of them are actually practicing Dharma. It includes in the practice of the Dharma when one is listening to the teachings of the Dharma or one is actually engaging in the practice of Dharma. There's not much difference. So you're actually engaging in the practice of Dharma. So therefore, one must recognize that how fortunate we are to be able to engage in the Dharma, receiving the teachings of the Dharma with the complete endowment of freedom and leisure. So again, although one may have taken a rebirth within the human realms as a human beings, one may not be able to, if one lacks those endowments, freedom and leisure, one will not be able to engage in the practice of the Dharma. Thus, one must appreciate all those positive qualities or the endowments or the freedom and leisure to practice the Dharma.
Tendai, Zinde ye gupa, he tinta nati duce zolo keys. The Sanji Saji tanga the kilo in Saji Sanji Chimalogum, Saji Sanji the song by game. Miku ye Saji Jumadism. Randy, Nyaka, Chibata, Tiji, Dina, Denjo Denche, Nyaka, Denjo Denche, Nyaka, Sani, Sri. Oh, Nyaka, Sani, Sony,
So it is very important that one must identify the one's optimum human rebirth that one has achieved, accomplished at this time, and to understand how difficult it is to find and how rare it is to achieve. It is a very rare to find such an optimal human rebirth that allows us to engage in the practice of the Dharma. So it is endowed with the eight leisure and 10 endowments, in other words. And so, then having obtained such a precious human rebirth, then one must make this human rebirth purposeful and meaningful by engaging in the practice of the Dharma. It says it is important for us to actually extract the essence from it. One must not let go of, one must not let, you know, go this human rebirth, unused, in other words, it says. One must make it a good use of it and make it purposeful and meaningful by engaging in the practice of the Dharma. And so then, once you have identified this precious human rebirth, then it is important for us to reflect one's mind upon the transient nature of one's life, the human life. And though we have found this precious human rebirth, this doesn't last long, and it is sudden the death will occur, but uncertainty of its occurrence. And so right from now, I will never waste my time by engaging in active activities or actions that are meaningless and senseless. Rather, I will put all my efforts and energies to engaging in the practice of the Dharma to make my optimum human rebirth meaningful and purposeful. This is what we mean by extracting the essence from the, you know, our precious human rebirth. So then one, by means of reflecting one's mind upon the preciousness of human rebirth that we have found, will, you know, gives you, you uplifts your mind, and it gives you some degrees of joy and, you know, happiness, because it's such a difficult for us to find, because up until now we have become unaware of our human rebirth. We just take it for granted, and we never appreciate it, that human rebirth that we have. So if you are able to reflect your mind upon this preciousness of human rebirth and the reality to achieve this human rebirth, will really enables you to appreciate your the human rebirth that you have obtained at this point of time. And so then this alone is not sufficient again here. Then you can shift your terms, you know, your mind on reflecting upon the transient nature of human rebirth. While doing this again, this will lead you to a little bit of sadness in your mind, right? So then what this really happens is to really provoke yourself, it really, you know, favor you to engage in the practice of Dharma, because you have found such a precious human rebirth. And it doesn't stay still, even a moment. The transient nature, the process of transient nature is one moment to another moment. There's no time that doesn't undergo any change. It goes through a change one moment to another. So let's take an example of our own life as a human being. If we live very long, consider ourselves as a long life, we have a long life, we may live like 80 years, 90 years, at the most 100 years. So we will not live more than that. It is period. So therefore, we have obtained this, such a human rebirth, and that doesn't last for long. And if we were to waste this human rebirth, how tragic. How tragic it is for us. It is a great tragic for us. So thus, by identifying the optimum human rebirth and reality of this optimum human rebirth and making a good use of it and by engaging in the practice of the Dharma, will by identifying the qualities that we have within us as a human beings, not only just you will be able to, you know, have a liberation or the high rebirth in your life, in next life, but also in this particular life that you have such a potential to gain the complete state of enlightenment within this brief lifetime alone. So therefore, with this reflection, will enables you to really appreciate your accomplishment of your optimum human rebirth, and also reflecting upon your transient nature of your life will enables you to engage in the practice of the Dharma. So then here it says identifying those endowments and the leisures or the freedom of the optimum human rebirth that makes a precious human rebirth. And so with these identifications one will never let one's life without making it, without achieving one's purpose. It says, so therefore, first of all, it is very important for one to really reflect one's mind upon the preciousness of human rebirth and the potential that lies within this human rebirth to gain the liberation of the complete state of enlightenment. So which is very important.
What the one? Tom, there were Tombo many being been to meet him to one thing. That you used to charge it to Desert. She meet him to the last and go again to the Papa Yancy. That you used to charge it than that Nipadu. And that Joel and Ranju Mother, the Gage of Ranju Mother, the Nipadu. You know. She teaches all the GPs.
Okay.
아무 창아래 지그로와 사마 많이 드 옛날 리뷰 많이 지그로와
사마 단내 안 좋소 예 소다르기 좀 밑에도 밀어
어 지바
사마 많이 생기 데인지라 하긴한테 폴몰 데인지라
아
폴몰 데인지라
어 데네 디서 어때서 사마제 많이 생한다 보다 다 먹이 자총되지 미게 뭐 이게
So then here the 10 endowments which begins from actually if you have a text of palms, you know, the liberations, you will find very clear, you know, it's very you know clear that you will find in that. So I think it's just in here. So Kishla is reading a different text, but you will find it in this. It's maybe in
what's the paragraph?
It is a proper guidance training you should undertake. It will be the five endowments in relation to others and five endowments in relation to oneself. And it says the five personal endowments, that's what it says. According to the text, it's the five endowments in relation to oneself and five endowments in relation to others. So there are 10 endowments.
Paragraph 107?
107? Yeah. It said there are 10 endowments, five are personal and five relate to others. So you find it says that being human beings and as to the first 10 endowments, which is the five are the personal endowments. Being human, being a human beings and born in the central land, having all one's organs, but being perverted and by the heinous crimes and having enduring fate.
Majipani, Lita Malopala, Lita Malopas, Nila Tiba Makija Dua, Nila Tibani, Dua Towns, Nila Tibani, Dua Towns, Nila Tibani, Dua Tibala, Sun Jones, Nila Tiba Secondary, Pantag, Dua Tibala, Sun with the Sinsay. Nella Tepa said, Duala Tepala, Sun Jansri. Then Sun Tansri, Chanchu Ranchi, Zimbi, Sula, Tepa Vosi. They take it to Sun Jin and Tantan Day, Kosher, then Sun Tanchu Ranchi, Zimbi, Sula, Tepa Jin attended years in the Tat Marzetti.
So then it's very similar to that we find in Palm of. That Kishla is actually reading through it, the text. So if I can read through, so that would be better. So he's just reading through, it's no explanation to it. So the first personal endowment is being a human being. This is superior to the other migrations in its potential. for carrying out the practice that benefits one's future rebirths. We are now most definitely human beings, but it doesn't seem to have helped us. Being born in the central land means, since only a remnant of the Dharma remains, being reborn in the place that has at least four members of the Sangha. Having all one's organs means having all one's organs from birth. Also, hammer qualities, inex, and so on are not suitable candidates for pratimoksha vows. And as you have not been born as one of these, you have all your organs. Not being prohibited by the heinous crime means that one will not achieve our hardships in this life if one has committed these crimes. We have not committed this, so we are not prohibited by the heinous crime. So enduring faith in faith is said to be a faith in the vanaya, but here it should be faith in all three baskets and the lamrim systems. Since one must possess these endowments oneself, so they are personal, they are known as personal endowments. So this is, you know, what we need to identify as the endowment of oneself. So we achieved all of this. This is within us. So so with this endowments, we will, if one puts in effort, one will then be able to gain the state of enlightenment. We have every potential within us. Just like a Buddha Shakyamuni, who were not primarily enlightened beings, were not a Buddha right from the beginning. Buddha Shakyamuni, as well as other enlightened beings such as Padmasambhava and so on, all of them are very similar to us. They were very similar to us as a human, ordinary beings. But by recognizing this endowments, recognizing this, the preciousness of their life, they put in effort to engage in the practice of the Dharma, and finally they gain the state of enlightenment. So therefore, if we put the same effort that they have put forth, then there's every possible potential that has within us.
Sanji
ジャンジャンセレ。ジャンジャンセレ。マスンピ。コント、チョアタウィナ。サンジマジャンにチマスンピコイロア。ディコディチョアイナ。タスジアヨマリエスレ。
これ何時やけん、何時やけん、ロッチでなんかためてめでてんだちなパテンなんかにに
So then here it says the five endowments in relation to others, in relation to others. So then here the verse reads, a Buddha has come and taught the Dharma, and the teachings remained and are followed, and others generally have love in their hearts. So if no Buddhas has come to the come to a particular world, there will be no holy Dharma there. If a Buddha does come, but for example, dies before teaching the Dharma, and his coming will have been to know a well. And these first two endowments, strictly speaking, are not fulfilled. But our gurus are still alive and substitute for the Buddhas. So these two endowments are virtually fulfilled. So what it says here is now, we look at here by saying that if the Buddha does come, but for example, dies before teaching the Dharma, here, when we talk about the Buddha's passing away to Nirvana, is one of the enlightened activities, one must not have a notion of the Buddha is passing away to Nirvana. It's Buddha is actually dying, like ordinary, going through a dying process of ordinary people like we do. And since the enlightened beings deliberately take a rebirth within the human realms as a human beings, and they will manifest their activities. They manifest their activities as accord with the other beings. So therefore, though in reality, once they have gained the state of enlightenment, there is no such, going through the suffering of death, suffering of birth, suffering of sickness, and so on and so forth. To let his or her followers to be aware of those sufferings, and he or she will engage in such an act to manifest in a dying persons and living persons and going through a suffering of sickness and so on and so forth.
Temba Bhupi tenpa la sekari yesi. Tenpa, sanjiki tenpa na manapa nendi yori yesi. Tesi yadi tenpa da kari yesi, Bhupi tenpa la sekari yesi, Bhupi tenpa da. Bhupi tenpa da kandari yesi. Pala nusu toba la chekari yesi, papi lang. Ta nganzo, kanza dala kiyona, kanza, nganzo sochi da papa sengendi ki nini che tenri yori. Papa sengendi, tumba ni nganzo, tanda tumba ni. ちょっとね、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そっち、そ 어디나 가서 단다 체다 파바 돈이 맞아 돈이 무슨 또 오생 아주 미키 기다나 단다 배미기 파다 안들 바다 통하나 기데 무슨 또 오생 다 무슨 또 맞도 괜히는 미 맞존이 되네 가리네 유지 텐디 지로 미 파다 안들 통하나 기지 미 맞존데 땡도 한테 시부지 땡도 말어와 어떤데 인자디 파바 되게 먼저 미기 따네 파통하나 기지 동안에 돈이 열이 있으래 먼저 단다 동문이 니서 마타 마기 돈이 자꾸 그거 말 어때서 돈이 무슨
아 나서 So then the next paragraph says the teachings are supposed to remain in an undegenerate state and will be put into a practice so that through them people will acquire the actual path of the Aryas. So here the teachings remain teaching right from the beginning. It's the second lines of the five endowments in relation to the others. It says the Buddhas has come and taught the Dharma and the teachings remain and are followed. So here teachings are very much remained refers to the internal realizations, spiritual realization, rather than actual the verbal teachings of the Buddha. He says someone who actually gained the path, the Arya's path. So Arya beings and then ordinary beings, the difference between the Arya beings and ordinary beings is made on the basis of the mental development. It is not made difference between this between Arya beings and ordinary beings like us, basis of the physical looks or the physical appearance, but rather it made in the difference between the mental developments. Someone, Arya beings, someone who has gained insight into the nature of reality, in ultimate nature of reality, in other words, emptiness directly, who has gained the direct realizations of emptiness is said to be Arya beings, and who has not gained direct realizations of emptiness is said to be the ordinary beings. So Arya beings are translated into English mostly as noble beings.
Sanji ji tenpa ji dayang se rangju la tenpa nuna gunu dong do ari sin se re at chin di jog se chi ju sen di ro wa
na so then it says at present the 5000 years of the transmissions of the Buddha's teaching have not run their course. All the same, although the teachings are still being transmitted, the fruit of the teachings will only flourish in your own mind stems if you develop a realization into the teachings. As the Kadambas of the old tell us, this has not happened. We don't have the external teachings in our mind stems. So we must not let our own share of the teachings die out. So that is the Buddha's teachings flourish externally. But if the teachings die out in your own mind stems, and your share of the teachings has died out. Dingle lo acha bin da gela
ale chika badri sta na ke tal danji le temba
tire ta de da me ba kadam ko me chizo i temba oja yi gyu le me so oja yi temba ko nu ma so sumo ta san yi temba no to jo yin sa
o
te ba dure she gela
sanji dan dro wa sanji ji temba Tayan, Kubayan Chantez, and this Sanji Dian Sanji Temba, Nemba Tanto Mazi, Temba Tella, Kubayan Chantez, Pabuji Hanchi Guta, Gunny, he do use it. Hasanji, Doma, Taji, Mada, Sunto, Dicking Incident. Tati gombo yanya ne jin ji bi tenba si jong zoma zoma si ju zoma
sa jong zomo ji da jia ba da
wo zoma zoma ji da jiong wa da bo wo xin
de dang jia wa ne gombo le gan gombo de
dang de yang de dang jiang ba ne jin gombo li jiong gombo yin shi ro wa
no
ta de qin de jiang jiao ge sai qi man de wa
Then it says, not only should the Buddha's teachings remain, they should also survive intact. Of all the tenets of the Indians and the early and the later Tibetan sects, the most precious and the stainless are those that combine the pure view and the practice of the Bodhisutta and Tantra. For example, the teachings of the Jirin Buchi. Jirinpoche, the reformer, the embodiment of the Manjushri, the protectors, teachings that are the purest gold. They are prevalent everywhere in Tibet, and you have met with them. For such teachings to happen to you is rarer than rare. So Jirinpoche's teachings on the Sutta and Tantra are more equivalent than anything ever before.
Fasanji, Doma, Taji, Nada, Sunto, Dicking, Easily. 다티 공부 다티 다티 세면 다가도 다들 공부 야야 내진 제비 있음 땡바 시장 담아 담아 신들 제가 답을 준대다 지와 내지 금방 리정 금방 대세리 다치마 진주진로와
딜라인 바겐다게
아
디도사레
덴도사레 금방 대세리
동아기 콜레
오다리 대요 동아기 콜라세 maybe lihi yoba as that is in tempatra. They are not a harder, the hajin doesn't do the haji than cocoa, the haji girl as it. Hey, maybe lihi yoba as it. That's on lozai, gochi, meto, sir. G. Temba chichi zini, sir. Two days. Tembi chichi zini isri. Two de semino.
Low.
Two de sin.
Tasan loja tembi chichi sin. Two de
sin. Nema tu ban.
Nepu bur sumbe.
Sumbe isri.
Tosu mando yoba.
Nutu mando yoba hi isri. Mando yoba yen isri. Yen lu sri
luk shen la de shen la
are luk yen la de ba to de ngel ti de luk yen la je ta chi ku chi sri so do ta ha ji ko wa hi ba ko wa hi ba chi ni sri nyo mo bi me jin chuo de ya chi 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 ni jue na de wa ni de ya ba tong la tong ni
so the it is again the very rare even to rarer than the rare of finding the Sri Rinpoche's teachings, Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, stainless teachings, in other words, it's called. So Sri Rinpoche's teachings are Sri Rinpoche's teachings on the Sutta and Tantra are more eloquent than anything ever before. So therefore, that Taksang, the one of the great translator, the Alita Taksang. The translator, for example, come to see the special features of the Sri Rinpoche's teachings late in his life, the later part of his life, and said he was won over and that they hit the mark. And there have been many other such praises, but even after days of the telling you in the detail how these teachings on the Bodh Sutta and Tantra are superior to the others, I would still not be finished. So it is the reason why Taksang Losa was initially he wasn't really as much faith in Lama Tsongkhapa initially. But in the later part of his when he found one of the writings of the Lama Tsongkhapa, by seeing that he's not actually identifying the actual text that he has seen, but he saw one of the writings of Lama Tsongkhapa, and he saw how profound it is, how profound that Lama Tsongkhapa's knowledge is in terms of his Dharma, and how stainless it is, particularly of his philosophical tenets, and the way he presents the teachings are very lucid, and also encapsulates the essence of the teachings of the Buddha. So therefore, Taksang Losa, uncontrollably cultivate a genuine faith and devotion to the Lama Tsongkhapa, and he wrote verses, the praise to Lama Tsongkhapa. That is it, my means, yeah.
The tradition?
No.
Yap Tong. Sanji, Temba, then Gibi. No, no, he be Teta or some Tesun Sarawa.
Ah, and the thousand was a deed sabre, Kenna.
Ah, yeah.
Nima was one did over
there.
Then they all done the thing when Benjamin Mitchell swings to her.
Oh.
Din mara gana
tabo tabo
So then we are still focusing on how, you know, rare it is to encounter the teachings of the Lama Tsongkhapa. So when we read this text again, yes. Once a Mongolian gave the Panchen Lama a gift and was told he would receive a human rebirth, and this would also happen if he were to make a prayers to meet with the Buddha's teaching, who could say that would have happened. If he had made a prayers to the meet with the Jerumbuchi's teaching, Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, so then you have met with such teachings, and not only that, the fourth of this endowment is also fulfilled. The teachings are being followed because there being not other hindrance circumstances, it is easy for you to give up your secular life and become an ordinary. Actually, the teachings being followed means that you can manifest, you can manifestly see the people obtain one of the four results as esteem centers, or the once returners, or the never returners, or our hearts. And so the fourth endowment relating to the other, as actually discussed in the Sharvaka levels, so only applied to people like a monk or Odiye, and not to the protector Nagarjunas, for example. During the period of insight teachings, the earlier period of the teachings, the people who obtained the four results set the examples. Even now, the deeds of the saints set us an example. So
This fact serves as a substitute for the fulfilling the fourth endowment. So then the next is the fifth endowment relating to the others, that people in general have love in their hearts, means the benefactors, etc., and provide favorable conditions for the Dharma practitioners, and that people in general are kind, kind-hearted. So this endowment is also fulfilled. It is extremely rare to achieve all 18 of these most beneficial things. Yet we have them. We achieved them because we made all the right prayers in our past human lives. We prayed to receive 10 things and not to receive the other 8. Thus we now have the 8 freedom and 10 endowments. So it says, think about all this, there's 8 freedoms and the 10 endowments. Every basis, on the day-to-day basis. So then, with this, if you come to recognize those, 8 freedoms and the 10 endowments, completely and genuinely, then you will appreciate the human life that you have right now, and then you will be able to find the potential lie within this human rebirth, and then you will have not much yearning and not much attachment towards the mundane excellences or the mundane activities.
So Kishla is saying we can have questions and answer session. So from now it will be.
Just had a question on some of the meditative the mudras. I know that Rinpoche, Abong Rinpoche, had was going to be describing the hand mudras during the contemplative meditations and so forth, that like this. And then I've also come across some lineages that do it like this. Now, I'm just curious, are there subtle differences or subtle effects on the body and so forth during meditation between the two?
Okay. Quran and the Devotion. And the Chick Namye, so come give the Galeasa. Ruba. Come give the Galeani Chick Dadlu Namna Chudding and the Cursor de Nango Gurwa, Namna Chudding Italian, the Galeasa, come give the day. Any Chick Lawe and the began the Common Gully and Yamjak and the Chagaji. Corrosive the Yamjak, Chagatilia, Takasin Yama, Avon Machine, Kabur Machima, Sunday Gallia, and then the Lawa Yamba Mau, Walshachi, Yabo Kansha, and in Tavonia, Matsejerji, Yabo Yambe Kanliasha, and in Tavonia, Sejerji, and then the Tewe Tagalia, Dosia, or Sungi, Sungos, Desumus. Ya, Shamachinalia, Kuni. Tebonim, Siracha, Memche, any Achik Madux Chibet, Levlevje Lava. Yabet Yumbegali, Levlevje, Tahara, Tebon Majab, Chiche, Dosi Shai, Tostadini, Paralia, the Chick Cabbage Caribbeans.
Take the day in a day, he doesn't know the inam. Pichan Namalo, Tebon do the Jinica Jack to Lush.
That's all.
And they will gin the coin in the gin, they will jack use. Jadi jadi ina kariji na ina cuci pecalu anda buatin ripasi anda buatan itu tu kita yang gue sari sulit tanya kira.
So according to my own experience and instructions as I have received, it is that I'm familiar with one that is instructed by the Abong Rinpoche, which is, you know, meeting your thumbs and placing your right palm on the left palm and so on. So other one there might be a the meaning, but I'm not familiar with this.
I'll ask a question about mudras. I'm curious, when do you use mudras during your practice, and how do they enhance your practice as being one of the implements you use?
So, then the new number the Koran Dagara and the Chagatil Russia. Then I come gave a couple of years. Check the Tawash the Lagway Chagati, then the Lagwa and the Lagti Lagti Yumbe Gale, Yavishaji, and then the Tevonia Matsejara Shova. What the Tawash could do in the Shagurebea, do Dulia Shaya, Dusuchurebes, and this Yania, Susu and Yamlelia, Pendo Chili, Chili, Kava Carioris.
Is there Lu Nong Chidan, the Sangin Naman, the Chalun is a good one? Dosichin. And Teddy Passia and Tena Yeris. And Dosichi Lun on the Chidian, the Tuna, Tabuinis. At the end of Donan Dena, Conno, Santon, Don Chu, Intimid, the Guagamaris. The Jason Wing in them, and the Ripassia and Dabotan, Teddy, Novana, the Nordic, Jerochan, with the name of the Pitan Mayore.
Also.
Nijimini Gatia, my son.
Also. So there's no certain appearance that is necessarily required to maintain those gestures, particularly the hand gestures. Yes, if possible, it is always good to maintain the, you know, physical gestures, including that hand gestures, while one is engaging in the meditations, particularly. Because then our prayings and, you know, saying chantings and so on are all meditations. Those are all the form of meditations. It doesn't require, again, it's not necessarily that you have to maintain this hand gestures, the physical gestures. But if possible, during the actual meditation session, and if one engages, if one carry on those seven postures of the Virochana meditation, seven postures of Virochana. It's a very bliss. You want to receive a tremendous blessings. And also, it enhances your ability to know and be aware of that are obstacle that becomes a hindrance for one's own, you know, meditations.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. So, how different is it when I meditate now and when versus somebody who's like at the end of like a 6 or 3 year retreat? Like, what is the difference in their meditative, like, and like what do
they during
that process?
Okay. Now I can take Kandishudu. Kasore Tanda Krongi Tanda Mnye Gomjaya Chorba. Gomjaya Teta. And yeah, Mikashi and Losum Chosen Gomjab Digi Chorba. Dingy like Kava Career Song.
Is it Losum Chosen Judge Gundon Chibara? Yanni Gonchiroa.
No.
Losum Chosen Gun and I can let Janlosum and Ronjo Tobachi Tugiroa.
No.
They did go on the Jan and the Janlosum and we go to Gumaroa.
No.
Go to Bachi Mombando to Gunchak Viris.
So the difference is like, again, if someone who is a really authentic meditator for like 3 years or more retreats, and of course, their experience is totally different. You know, the way of the nature of meditation itself. They're meditating, not only just focusing and calming their mind and focusing on one particular object, but their meditation is based on realizations. And for us, we meditate for, without interrupting our mind, at least 10 minutes, the best. Mm-hmm. And then conceptions arises, and there won't be any realizations. And it is like for us. And so if we were able to maintain for 10 minutes, 10 to 20 minutes is the best, without having any conception that interrupted our mind. So those who have undergone 3 years of retreat, and particularly those of who have accomplished what we call physical and mental pliancy, and they can meditate uninterruptedly, like hours and hours, even, you know, days and days, and so forth. That's all based on their realizations, spiritual realizations. So it is always good if we can maintain, when you are meditating, if we can maintain this 7 features of meditative equipoise of Virachana, you know, it has a very, you know, auspicious significance of doing that. So then, of course, again, whenever you meditate, that doesn't require. You can meditate while one is walking. You can meditate when one is, you know, whatever you are doing, you can always meditate. You can always meditate. So, Any questions?
To overcome the hindrances like mistrust or doubt, once you're that, building confidence is a way to overcome that. I would like to know if that's true, and whether, I guess I was wondering what Geshe-la would suggest we do to kind of build confidence in addressing our own hindrances.
Hindrances of meditations.
Yeah,
or that kind of dot. Okay.
Not even necessarily during meditation.
Okay. Whatever the doubts that you have in your mind.
Or, yeah.
Okay. Tadi jawab di sini secara ramindo. Ini adalah temuan saya dalam diri saya. Penangan saya namun cik susu kulia cik tesum dah nam tu rik syur ba. Tiga de samlo cik taku susu ane cik cuy je bagai gel je bagai samai macam jadi ane ko gaya rik syah de syah des. Ba ko baji rik syah de syah. Tiga sa The Tesum da Namdo Girig de Mab Soyalia Karchoris.
That is Zale Susalo Damander Region, the Lord Path to Tagura, Telvin Jumandiochi. Such as Sandabu Busuna to such as Sandabu Randabu to Koyo Sandabu, Saint Hurry to Alenego, you, the Naji and of it. And do the Jim, the Lord Path John, I think, how to cut the town than you to go Madawa?
No.
But the condition is that people don't want to get rid of
it.
It's not Tamama Banaka, but you can't say it. Bloody.
That's all. So, in this, yes, of course, the doubt and doubt is also, again, one of the obstacles. You know, whatever it's obstacles for. One's practice and so on and so forth, because it doesn't really, it prevents you from having a confidence in practice and yourself and so on. And so then if it is general, you know, sometime again, doubt is needed, right? And then, but there's some doubt that become obstacles. For instance, one's practice of the Dharma, where you are having a doubt. For instance, if you are taking refuge in three jewels, and why I should take refuge in three jewels, for what purpose? Is this really true that the three jewels are the one that really protects me from the sufferings? And that kind of doubt. So those are the doubt that becomes obstacle for one's practice. And so on and so forth, right? And there's similar doubt that in relation to one's spiritual practice. And for that, it really requires one to have a more listening to the teachings of the Dharma. And based on sound reasoning, not just based on faith. You have to, this is the reason why we are taking refuge in rituals. If you have a reasoning behind the rationale, behind your practice, then this will really prevent you from having a doubt in terms of one's practice. Without having a reasonings and listening to the teachings, authentic teachings and so on and so forth, if you have just mere faith, and this will always turn into doubt and so on. So, so therefore, this is a particular situation, what I'm saying here. And in general, again, when we talk about doubt, you know, sometimes the doubt is needed, because when someone says something and we can't really take it for granted, we cannot really say this is a real, you know, we have to have doubt, well, how it is. And because again, this kind of doubts will take you to generate more confidence in you in the future. So, you know, doubt, it differs, and there are different kinds of doubts.
In the explanation of the seven aspects or characteristics of ignorance, doubt is one of the seven. So that's perceived as obviously the opposite of what you're saying with the. It's challenging the things that are true versus using doubt in the beginning of your practice to use discriminating awareness of what to cultivate and what to abandon. So doubt is like a knife, it sort of cuts things and it's able to do it. And then when you get the confidence and conviction in the truth of your reality and your experience of your meditation and practice, then the doubt then reverses, and the doubt no longer is needed to sharpen that anymore. It's basically a hindrance, because then if you start questioning your conviction, you can't go any further, and that's what I understand you're saying.
Chidan tesum koron yada nyomong rishir was. Tesum shurwa. Tesum koron nyomong rishir was. Nyomong tanda te chik nyomong rik dun gina yada dunbadi. Rik dun yores. Nyomong rik dun yada rik dunbadi. Dunbadi tesum shash yores. Koko nyomong rik chin 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 li ya koi ni chik pendo es shira yuki maris. Tesum di.
Tesum lanki mani nyomong yi gugu mani.
Laso. So, of course, you know. So, with regard to the doubts, you know, it is not necessary that all the doubts are included in the delusions or the ignorance. Of course, so there are a doubt that is not a delusion, and there is a kind of doubt that are, you know, deluded. And so it again, you know, depends on the nature of the doubt that you have. So. Yes, the doubt is listed as one of the ignorance, but then at the same time, that doesn't necessarily mean that all the doubts are said to be deluded. So then when we speak about the doubt, there are three kinds of doubt that is listed. And the one is the doubt that corresponds to the reality. And there's another kind of doubt that doesn't correspond to the reality. And there is also the doubt which is equal. It doesn't neither correspond to the reality nor correspond to, you know, and not reality and so on. So there are three kinds of the doubts, and then it again subdivided. It has a lot of divisions into it again. Some that belongs to the delusion, the category of delusion. Some are not. Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Sure.
I need clarification about something I was once told, and now it's coming back again. I want to understand a little bit better. I was told that, for instance, a practice of praying with the medicine Buddha. The medicine Buddha is not separate and different from Shakyamuni Buddha. And other, like Tara and other ones, they're all the same. Am I misunderstanding something? Is there some clarification? They're different manifestation. I've heard recently in a teaching I was listening to that Amitabha is also not different from the, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha. It's a different manifestation of different qualities. That's what I'd like to
talk about. Okay. The moral duality. Then the Nyima and the Kono mainly that Songshu Shuvin, Sangye Mele Songshu Shuvin Kablia, Nichik Sangye Mele de Nichik Daja Tomba Shaki Toboda, Nichik Isumeva Taurus, Nime Taurus, Nime Deje, and those. kui namgyur da ne che tege de des mada keba yor mada che tege sangma kono nime res kono nizum meb cha de daga na je daga na je ne che drama chusen drama re ne ta che sangye ko shen namgya ne che da je dum sangye shege to ba da ne chigwae ma ko de ku ka nime re ta go res che chigwae chigyan yang de ta go res just to sung do te ka re me na So yes, that's all the same. You can visualize Buddha, you know, medicine Buddha and oneness with Buddha Shakyamuni. It's still all same in terms of similar in terms of their quality of enlightenment. There's nothing different among them. So you can visualize them as a non-dual, Buddha Shakyamuni and Tara and, you know, medicine Buddhas are non-dual with Buddha Shakyamuni. You can visualize in that way. And so we also have a potential to become a non-dual with Buddha Shakyamuni if we put in effort. And then tinde himbena ani sangye mangbo tinde karjin yores
yori
karjin yores worta kanda sangye shage to bata nime himbena ani ko chigra himbena benen deges mangbo yong ko kimse kare himbena
ta kaza kanga de ti lai de be me na haro gajin chulma beje ji de kono ya sangji te mangbo yoro tamme bar
naso
manjmi thona la yoro ma thong chale yoro
So they manifest. It is a countless Buddhas, if you were to say, countless Buddhas in the different forms. Those are all has a purpose. It's not just because we, just as we find countless Buddhas, and similarly we have, there are countless ancient beings. And their purpose of having a different manifestation is to suit the temperaments and the inclination of the sentient beings, so that for them, you know, we have a different forms of the Buddhas.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
So if we put an effort to gain the state of enlightenment, we will also have a potent power to manifest in many different forms. That because the right from the beginning of the purpose of putting efforts to gain the state of enlightenment is moved by compassion. And once you have gained the state of enlightenment, you are still moved by compassion. Well, reflect, you know, your compassion extending towards all other sentient beings. So therefore, each and every sentient being has a different mental state, mental capacities, and their inclinations, spiritual inclinations and dispositions. For therefore, we will also have to manifest in a very many different forms to suit the temperament of the other sentient beings.
Jizajin the Sanji may be Sacho Yoma, Sanji Kanganzo, Chusuni, Turkey, Dinit, and Yurte, Mandan, the Yikua means that he may pay him.
It says like Buddhas exist everywhere. If you were to think it's weak, it's become beyond our comprehension. It's billions and billions of the Buddha, we could say. Everywhere, there's no, according to the text, it says there's no such as place or the space that is not pervaded by the Buddhas. So it is wherever there, you know, the Buddha is always there.
Now, under Kanza, the Kanza Kanza Timid is Kanza Chigi, she Sanji, Sanji Maris, Zulotu Maris, Sanji in the Kisanji in, but the main beginning cock agrees. Answer to Mansa Tung, she Sanji, my kid, Tugu Maris, no, Kanza Kanza Timid, Navan Jetter. The cook and name Sanji in the Yana, Kitchen Samarina, tell the Bujai Chicken, and Dipa take charge at you.
So, sometime, and again, for us, there is an ordinary person. But he or she may be an enlightened being. Because the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, they manifest in many different forms, even the animals, to benefit all other beings. They have no attachment to their body, regardless of what kind of form that they may manifest. Their main purpose of their different manifestation is to benefit all other sentient beings. So therefore, probably there might be, hopefully, he's saying, some of us may be here in this group, maybe the manifestation of Bodhisattvas. But we can't say anything. You know, we are, our mind is totally obscured. We are unable to, you know, recognize his or her nature. So therefore, according to the text, it says one must be very careful with criticizing other beings without knowing their qualities. And it says the noble beings or the Arya beings are like a fires that covered by the ashes. You have a fire underneath the ashes, but you don't know if you step onto it thinking that there's no fire, it's just mere ashes, then your leg will be burned. So that's very important to, you know, not to criticize others.
I have a quick question on the merit field. I always wondered, is it when you're visualizing the tree, we're instructed that it arises from an ocean of milk. I'm just wondering what the milk is, significance of milk in this case.
Oh, okay. I think maybe this is Lama Chöpa, right? Lama Chöpa, Lama Chöpa Tsojin. Takoi tanda Tsojin setup gwar wagin la. Manzu Tsojin setup e kabli ya, ta ome gyatsoy nani ya, paksam peme dongbo seji shay chöpa. Tsojin ya setup de kabli ya. Ome dongbo, ome gyatsoy kini ya, tanda ni peme dongbo. Dongbo dayan ko, ko bangrim chini yorwa, bangrim chungi ina chiyoba. Di yore sikdu koi, ta di yodandi, ome gyatsu setup gwar di kari na sungdu. Ome gyatsu setup gwar di, ko kimsa kare mai na so me ke so de
mi ja chu de da ko no si jo don se gri da de ji chok ko no dan ga ma yin kin ge de ne o ma ra bu de na yin ba ge pa san de ton de ji ba ji yo ge men da
so
so lang ga ri ne cha chang ga ru wa ko no o ma de yu ja ji na ne ko no ya de ji dan ne ko no dan ye de pe thum ma yin pe de ji to ba tham ba yin ba ji ja chu ni ya de na lo ja sa ko o ma
So it is a particular purpose. We visualize this, you know, the milk, the ocean of milk, right? So that entails not an ordinary water, but rather one visualize, you know, one is distinctively visualizing this ocean is a not really an ordinary kind of water, but rather it is an ocean of milk, which again is arises out of non-dual great bliss and emptiness. So it is not really non-dual great bliss and emptiness, not really it arises from the soil or it arises from the ordinary lakes or the oceans, but rather, you know, arises out of non-dual clear bliss and emptiness.
Does it have anything to do with the stories of Vishnu and Lakshmana, his consort? Because I've seen correlations of the churning of the ocean in some of the stories of the Hindu. I've read some things like that, but that's why it's interesting to see that they're using compassion and intellect as its source of visualization.
Can you repeat one second, please?
The correlation when he asked that question, the thing that arose in my mind is some of the readings I had when I used to read some of the Hindu stories of Vishnu.
Oh, Vishnu, okay.
Vishnu and his one of his consorts, and the milk correlated to his consort in the churning of the ocean. I guess there was this some kind of a story where there was a churning, the moving of the in order to get butter or to get the essence of the water or of the milk, something like that. That's all I remember about the story. It may not have any correlation to the Buddhist story, but
Vishnu, there is a danda koe Quran the Hindu again the chick deep ching on tebe and the Hindu deep na le ya chick danda Vishnu siri gan the kemju le doa kemju kya ha ye Vishnu Bhagwan le yoba Vishnu Bhagwan si yoba kemju urba Krishna ina kemju re Vishnu Bhagwan si kemju yabim ni ta Quran yabim ni again the Hindu tharba di yabim ni again the chick Quran logi chick tebe ins tete on the kal ya Yumni ani chi yum yukulini chi ka oma zaji chene oma bab rwa dudu bab na ito oma bab oma dike ani gesu chane gesu dome gesu dike ani chi mardam res so tati chi on the kal ya to ome gesu dike ko nyingjil sumba chi dini ya mardam di sherab sumba chi konsu duks tagi duks hindu ki ta nganzu nangbe yanda di koi danda yi juwa danya di Chojin de Ome Gesun le Kev de Dil ya Dewa Kaya Yobi Nas. Dewa Yobi Nas. So, there won't be any connection to it.
Yes.
That's what it's saying.
Karchari. Karchari.
That makes sense.
Your comment about Buddhas having no attachment to their bodies, and ultimately we all want to get to that point, hard to do maybe in a culture where there's so much emphasis on using the senses to stimulate ourselves. So what would you've already answered this, but how would you recommend that we become less attached to our bodies?
So, ngaran chan de chi chojin ngan zo de nang chue nang chue na le ya su 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 ya chi lu den de le ya cha jin shi chi gyu ma re chi sung go ro ba chi chojin ne ni de ne ya ngaran zo lu den de za chi mu zhe chi ro ba za chi mu zhe ji jin ne de le ya jie gyong shi jie guo ya chi And so, so, Lutin D. Dolly, and Chick Sanye Kobanto, Chick Sungor was. Chick, this was an animal on the Chick Ombo Dan, Tinsukanga Chick, Manyambachi Shahuade, they get Ombo Manyambachiwa, Ombo, they get the Manyambachi Chick Chiwa, the Ketchumshi Chawar was. Chesanta, Dilly D. Paralia, Gendurish can the Sangway Venus. Gendur can the Sangway Venus.
And this is
the Chorchini. Marans Nang Bay, Chia Chevena, Susu Supolia, Shivichita, Chajin Chigumer, Sigur was Nidene Manzu Kazo Milu singing the Tachim Sigur was Tachim Sion, the Chajin Ligur was Chidane.
Then
So, it is, you know, important to know again here, when we talk about, you know, non-attachment, so one should not be too attached to one's body. That doesn't mean that you'd let go of everything. You're giving up everything, and you're not really taking care of your body and so on and so forth. This is not what we meant here. One must not look at one's body beyond one has. And we become too much attached to it, isn't it? So most of the time, the way we look at ourselves and our body is so concrete, non-transcendent, and independent. This is how we look at our body. So that becomes a very strong attachment. It really perpetuates the strong attachments with regard to one's body and so on. And then at the same time, we have to cherish our body here. So our purpose of our, you know, cherishing one's body is to sustain one's life, to practice Dharma. So that's the difference, where you look, the way you cherishing one's body in a proper way, and the way you become so attached to your body and so on.
It also said, I read today in the Lama Brim that if you anecdote with generosity, if you use the first perfection, if you master the first perfection, you get rid of the desire to possess or to attach to body and worldly concerns and your house or where you live or your life. I guess he was talking in metaphor. That's what it said today when I was reading it. With generosity was the antidote for attachment.
Mm. Okay. So, the kya dewa rang re mendo. Kora ya peji lo gyo jina tong singe san li reche. Jinbe nyam le di, nchik pa da sene nyambu toya di. Sene nyambu chagres. Chik su sui lu long jo da. Nchik jikdeen jawa tindali ya machaya ki. Nchik nyambu chik ko cha di wo reche. Du du su du kwa.
Kizang dana dana kuzi siyan zindi di. Zubu di di.
So, you know, it's again important to really, when we talk about the non-attachment of one's, with regard to one's body, it's not really just let go of it. Don't take care of that. This is not what we suggest. This is not what is the meaning of non-attachment.
Cool question. So I heard a story that there's this lama and there's this student, right? And he has two students. And then the lama told one of the students, because one of the students like was really like into it. And the lama is like, if you believe me, you'll be lying if you jump off the mountain, right? And so his other student heard it, and then he went and jumped off the mountain, but then he died, right? And
Okay.
Is this a question about the obedience to the lama?
That's what you heard or you have seen in one story. I'll just talk to Kishla. Lame kasun chirup chewala chik tindai sego sare. Nyema dewa ya
gedu ni lama chile gedu ni yobje gedu chik dal ya lame ta kasun chirup cha tun da lame karsun ne ningu eta ko ande chik ta gan ma chom sine chom de gen sorup chi chik chom bre sen chik chom bre ma se an ko dong bre sen des tong song sa ko and the sake to ta kon te ko eso es mindu
ne
So, there's some stories like that. But if the guru is not a really qualified guru, then you will die. So that's a tragic situation. So you have to be careful with that. That's what he's saying. It depends on the qualification of the guru and the faith of the devotees.
Yeah. That is okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's say the dedication prayers beginning, the prayers after teaching at 23, and the mandala for 24, and then we'll skip to auspicious wishes on page 28. Ndagi jire sabbe gyawadi Nittanandro akumaga pedan Tevajas muno zandrapayi Tempe mi kovindu sajesho Saji puni yukshe metodam Viram lingini degenvadi Sanje jindo mite guvayi Drukun lambda jindla chupasho Kewa kundu yaga lamadam Drame chukhi yunga na chujin Sadna na jiyuntem rabzone Dorje changi kopandu tosho Yidam guru ratna Tsunami kutse raptenche Nam kartrin le chochurge bada Lozan tempe drome sasungi Drowe munse tatu ne gyurchi Kangri rawe korwe shinkambe Tentang bewa malu jungwe ne Chere zingwa tenze Soi chape site guardo tengoci chapel paura che da giovata quando sangro di anche gente e da cui Gesù da luce che va di da tanci ma tu o Gesù che ti chiama tanci che Moma gangla chumtu nagvade Tahi giwe zawade kunyam Sampo chuchir rapto